August 20th, no, 27th, 2023, and we're continuing with our discussion on Manjari Bhav, Upasana, and tasting Bhakti Ras. And we're discussing the five components or five elements which enable one to taste actual Bhakti Ras, which means experiencing Bhav and Prem, which is an advanced state of Bhakti development. But by reading books that are full of Ras and Bhav and Prem, some of the samskaras and interest and attraction for these things come in our mind. So we should be familiar with the different aspects of what is Bhakti Ras. Bhakti Ras is an astonishing flavor and experience in the heart of mind and senses that it arises when different factors are combined together, starting with the Stai Rati, which is a permanent mood of love one has towards Krishna. Like Madharati, love of the gopis for Krishna, or love of the queens of Dwarka for Dwarkadish Krishna. Madharati means amorous erotic love. Then there's Vatsali Rati, which is a motherly love and fatherly love for a son or daughter. Like Nanda Baba and Yashoda Ma, their love for Krishna is Vatsalya, parental love. And Sakyarati is the love of Sri Dham and Subal, the cowherd boys. It's called Sakya, friendly love. And then there's Dasyarati, which means the mood of how the love of a master for a servant, the love of the servant for the master. So that's Stai Rati. Then there's Vibhav. The first thing is Stai Bhav. The first Bhav or mood or sentiment is fixed, eternally fixed. And the other one is Vibhav. Vibhav has two aspects. Alamban, which means foundation, which means a lover and praying Vishai and praying Ashray. Shelter of love and the object of love. The subject of love and the object of love. So the subject of all loving relationships in Vrindavan is Krishna. And the object or reservoir, receptacles of love, are all the devotees of Krishna in the different Sai Bhavas. So in Madharati, Krishna is the object of all the gopis' love, and all the manjari's love is all directed towards Krishna and Radharani. Well, that's the Vibhava Laman. And the Vibhava Udipan. Udipan means that which excites. Udipan means big light. Udipan, get fired up. Utandipan. So what fires up the love? Well, there's different environmental situations, different seasons, the seeing the dress of the beloved, the face of the beloved, the peacock feather of Krishna, hearing Krishna's flute sound. So these are all mentioned in our reference book that we're reading from Manjari Sru Nirupan by Kunjbihari Das Babaji. So these are inspirators. These are inspirations to love. They provide the atmosphere conducive to love. So the spring season, Vasant, is also, and also rainy season, with its lightning and black clouds, and seeing golden creepers wrapped around dark tamal trees. And the full moon in autumn, and the full moon nights, and the cool and scented breezes, and shakura birds kissing the moonbeams, and buzzing bees thirsty for fresh nectar from flowers. Raghunath Das writes about the golden creepers clinging to the tamal trees. He says a golden yuti vine entwines around the tamal tree. And when I see this, I remember Radharani embracing Krishna. Thank you, Radhasaran. There's a beautiful song by Govinda Das that describes this, some of this Uripans. What does Govinda Das say? In the autumn season, under the full moon, the bees become maddened by the blossoming Malika, Malati, and Yuti flowers. Seeing the beautiful effulgent night, Shyamasundara is overcome by feelings of romance and begins to play on his flute, the fifth note of the scale, and it steals the minds of all the faithful housewives. Watch out. Be careful. You're very near Vanshivad. Yeah, the gopis immediately fall in love with Krishna and mentally offer him their entire beings. Then they start running to meet Krishna, absorbed in the beautiful sound of his flute. So, this is now it talks about expressions of love. These are anubhavas. There's vibhav, there's saibhav, and vibhav and anubhavas. Anu means following. These are bhavs that follow the lover. When the lover meets the beloved, then that awakens love, and then something happens, some reactions happen. So these are manifest activities. The vibhav acts on the sthayi-rati, dominant feeling of love, and the reactions are called anubhavas. These are the effects of the causes. So the cause of full moon, Krishna's flute song, seeing Radharani's smile, etc. These are physical transformations that reveal internal feelings, called anubhavas. And they nurture the feelings of love and make them more relishable. And this time, when the love becomes revealed, then the sakis and manjaris engage in 17 different sevas. Because sometimes people, Jai Radhi, welcome. Sometimes people ask, what are the sevas of the manjaris? The sevas of the manjaris are the same basically as the sakis. But the sakis, a lot of their sevas, they're basically the same. They're described in Ujjvala Mani in 8th chapter, verse 97 through 99. What do? They engage in kirti. Kirti means kirtan, means they glorify the qualities of Radharani to Krishna and Krishna Radharani. Especially it becomes useful in Purva Rag and Aman. Before Radha and Krishna meet intimately and meet physically and express their love of their hearts, they have to get extremely attached and hear about each other. So then that's called Purva Rag, the intense attachment, loving attachment and attraction that awakens Purva prior to actual meeting, embracing and kissing and dancing and romancing. It's called Purva Rag. The infatuation stage of love. And then after they've fallen in love and met and enjoyed so many different leelas, Samvog Vilas and Julan and Jalkeli and Rasleela, Ratikeli and so many, Bamihar, then Radharani sometimes becomes jealous and angry and proud and she displays man and then she doesn't want to see at Krishna or hear Krishna or anything to do with Krishna. So at that time the Sakis and Manjaris have to soften Radharani's heart and break her mind by telling how great Krishna is, how beautiful and sweet he is, and how much he loves her and misses her. Well, this is the first thing. So this is then the second seva of the 17 is to increase their attachment for one another. Of course, that's kind of connected to the first one. you glorify someone's qualities and you hear about that, then you, of course, increases your attachment. But there's other ways they do that also. And then they take them out on Abhisar. They take Krishna out to meet Radharani, and they take Radharani out to meet Krishna. Then they offer Radharani to Krishna. There's verses in Radharasundari that say when Radharani first meets Krishna, her first meeting with Krishna, she's very shy and wants to go turn around and go back home. And the Manjari holds Radharani by the hand and leads her to the Kunja. It's quite an amazing seva. Manjari basically drags Radharani to the forest into the Kunja to meet Krishna. And so this is the fourth seva, offering the Nayaka to Krishna. And the fifth service is joking with the Radha and Krishna. So that's important, to get them in a happy mood, and if they're not in a happy mood, some joking is required. And the sixth seva of the Manjaris is to console Radharani and Krishna when they're in anxiety. It's everywhere. There's a deity in Gokul called Chintaharan Mahadev. Chintaharan Mahadev. It's a Shiva Linga that Yashoda used to take shelter of when Krishna put her in so much anxiety. Because it's the nature of love to be in anxiety. You're worried about the safety of your beloved. You're worried about the crazy activities of your beloved. So Yashoda always has her own motherly anxiety about Krishna and all the demons that come and dangerous situations and snakes and scorpions and other creatures of Vrindavan. Like mothers are always in anxiety. So Radharani's always in anxiety about Chandravi and Padma and Shaivya and others. And Krishna's in anxiety about Radharani's anxiety. So one anxiety produces another anxiety. So the Sakya Manjaris have to console them and make them free, get them free, take away their anxiety. Chintaharan. Hara means to take away, to steal their anxiety. We'll go there actually after Chula and Yatra will go to Chintaharan Mahadev. Because I see a lot of disciples are really anxiety. I like to take a boat full of disciples from England and Croatia and other places and Moldova. So many disciples were in anxiety. We shall take a trip to Gokul to visit Chintaharan Mahadev. So you can go on an audio yatra with us, and everyone should deposit all their anxiety there at the feet of Mahadev and pray for his mercy and become blissful again. So another service, the seventh service of the Sakya Manjaris, is to dress and decorate the divine couple. And the eighth service is to get Radha and Krishna to reveal their inner feelings. It's not so hard to get Krishna to reveal his feelings, because he's pretty blunt. There's not much hiding. He's pretty out front, open. Everyone knows what's on his mind. But Radharani is a little more secretive. This is the nature of women. It's called Avahita Bhav. Avahita Bhav means covered. They're always under covers. Undercover. And that makes love more flavorful, more exciting. You don't know what the women are up to. You don't know what's on their mind. even has things called silent treatment, which is murder for husbands. So Radharani has a type of jealousy, type of anger called Ahoitaki Man. She goes into Man, unfavorable mood, without any cause. And that really gets Krishna crazy. So what is she feeling? Why is she feeling? Even when Krishna goes to meet, when Radharani is in Ahoitaki Man, Krishna comes to meet Sasaki's Manjari. He said, I haven't done anything. I'm clean. So look, check my neck. Check my cheeks. Check my lips. Check my eyelids. There's no kajal on my lips. There's no lipstick on my eyelids. There's no bite marks on my neck. There's no scratches on my check. I'm clean. I'm good. please convince Radharani I'm a good boy. I'm behaving myself. So to try to get Radharani to reveal her inner feelings. And this is the ninth one, is to conceal the faults of the Nayaka. To conceal Radharani's faults. Of course, Radharani is near dosh. She doesn't have any dosh. She doesn't have any faults. But this is primarily the same that Sakita Manjaris do with superior Gurujan, like Chatila, Kutila, Abhimanyu, other unwholesome personalities. unwholesome personalities that conceal their faults. Like there's a verse in Rara Sunini or Bilava Krishnanji, wherever. Radharani goes out to meet Krishna early in the morning and runs back home. And she has scratch marks on her, her lips are purple. And then she gets there and gets back to Yavit, and Jatila is very suspicious. So the Manjaris say, oh, Radharani, she's sweating because she ran very fast to get back home. She went out to pick flowers, some special flowers to take for Surya Puja, so she's sweating. And her lips are purple because, it's a very cold winter morning. And she has scratch marks on her body because she was picking roses, and there's many roses, a very thick rose bush, and she wanted to get all these red roses. The red roses are very important for Surya Puja. So she got scratched by the thorns of the rose bushes. So don't jump to any conclusions. So this way, they conceal the supposed faults of the Nayaka by lying to the superiors. And that's also connected to the tenth one, which is deceiving the husband and other guardians, Gurujans, like Jatila and Katila. And the 11th one is giving beneficial instructions. So sometimes, there's one verse from Vrindavan Mahimamrita where Radharani is enjoying a kunja with Krishna and Krishna falls asleep. And Radharani goes outside of kunja and meets on the footpath near the kunja with a Manjari and says, and asks her to give some advice. Okay, this guy, he always faints, he becomes a nanga, and I'm more thirsty for more Rati Kali, and he's pooped out. So can you give me any advice to, inspire him or enliven him to get, in action again? So the Manjari has to give beneficial instructions to Radharani on the intricacies of inspiring the praying Vishai Krishna. Give beneficial instructions. So even the Manjaris have to, or asked to give become gurus to Radharani sometimes. The 12th instruction is to bring Radha and Krishna together at the right time. Kala Desham Pacha, everything is important. The person, the place, and time. Kala is very important. The time of everything. That's why we always consult the Panchang for auspicious times, for Diksha and other events. There's good and bad days for legal things also, one should be aware of. I know, I can tell you, if you want to know. Another thing is fanning with chamara whisk. This is a big saver. Love, because it gets pretty hot in Vrindavan, as you know. And so a lot of fans, we use so many fans. So Radha and Krishna has so much fanning activity, seva going on. So fanning with chamaras and other fans and performing other timely sevas. And this interesting seva, it will suit the svabhava of many people. Chastising Radha and Krishna for their faults in the course of their romantic affairs. Some people have that kind of nature, svabhav. So it will come in useful in Nitya Lila. So who is the primary chastiser?
Lalita.
She's good at that chastising stuff, rebuking stuff. And delivering messages is the 15th seva. And the 16th one is protecting a Nayaka from all types of dangers. Like, I'll be behind you. There's a Tio, a good deal, etc. So this is 16 sevas are listed in Ujjalilamani. Vishnu Chakravarti in his commentary, he lists an extra one. He divides one of them into two, which I forget what it is. But he says 17. So 16 are other sevas. Besides these, there's other sevas that the mandris and sakis can do. And it's mentioned here. It sounds similar, but it's mentioned. Glorify the qualities, beauty, and sweetness and love of Radharani. Investigating, in other words, spying. Spying on the activities and intentions of the Vipaksha Sakis and rival party, Chandravali, etc. Shaivya, Padma. And bringing the food that Radharani has prepared to Nanda Baba's house to serve to Krishna and return to the other Varsana with Krishna's remnants to be relished by her. And finding out what Krishna is doing from Subala, Dinesh, Brindadevi, etc. So some examples of sevas. Somehow or other, this is typical Indian books. He starts talking about Anubhavas in section, chapter 5. He introduces Anubhavas, then he goes into which are physical transformations through the stimulation of love, according to the Stirati. And then he departs and goes into all the Manjari Sevas. These Indian books are always interesting, the way they flow, because they're trans-rational, as Satyanarayana said. They're not rational, they're not irrational, they're trans-rational. So there's a long discussion about Manjaris, which of course we're eager to hear about. So we have to put a hold on Anubhav and As we're going through this book, so we want to respect the sequence of presentation. So he lists all these different sevas. Now he highlights different ones. So one is delivering messages. So he quotes, I don't know where, but wherever. He said, when will I give Radha and Krishna happiness by delivering their messages? Describing Radharani's love to Krishna. So, okay, so Manjri meets with Krishna. Can be a sakhi, but we'll say it's a Manjri. This Manjri seva, because they also do them. So Manjri meets with Krishna and says, oh Krishna, Radharani's looking at your painting. While she's looking at a painting of you, she's thinking of you. When she hears your qualities, she thinks of you as a lotus decorating her ears. When she sees your painting, she thinks that you're the cause of her eyes. When she meditates on you in her heart, she thinks that you're the blue sapphire locket adorning her bosom. Oh Krishna, when Radha is separated from you, she feels her heart to be completely empty. Although last night, her sakis persuaded her to eat your pan. Here it is in the morning, and the betel nut is still resting in Radharani's mouth. The betel nut is still in her mouth, not been chewed, and the pan leaf is still in her hand. In other words, Radharani's feeling separation. She's been separated from Krishna. Somehow or other, she's locked in the house in Yavat. So the Manjri came from the underground and had Pradosh Lila in the evening time after Krishna had his dinner, and she brought the prasadi pan and betel nut of Krishna to Radharani. Radharani was crying in separation from Krishna. She was not able to get out of the house. So the Manjri gave the pan to Vishakha. Vishakha said, oh Radharani, listen, we have Krishna's prasadi pan. Take this, it'll make you feel, you'll remember Krishna and you'll give up your unhappiness of separation. So Radharani, they handed her the pan. She opened the pan. She took some betel nut, put it in her mouth, and she went unconscious. As soon as she touched the betel nut that Krishna chewed on with her tongue, she went unconscious, and the pan leaf was in her hand. She opened the pan, and the pan leaf was in her hand, and the betel was in her mouth, and she fell unconscious. In the morning, when she woke up, the betel nut was left unchewed in her mouth, and the pan leaf was in her hand. This state of vira agni, fire separation, is being described to Krishna, so he can understand the intensity of Radharani's love for Krishna. I don't know where it's from, but it's maybe it's worthy of Kunja Vihari Babaji Maharaj. It's not the same. Oh, Jagatpati, the Manjri is speaking to Krishna. Radharani's body is completely shrunken and withered due to separation from you. She's fallen off her bed onto the floor, and she's unable to lift herself up again. Oh Mara Murari, how can I fully describe the glory of Radharani's strength? Although she's merged in an ocean of suffering through your separation, she still continues to bear the burden of intense love for you. The burden of love. O Krishna, Radharani is loudly singing each and every word of the messages you send her. This sounds like it's a description of Radharani in Vrindavan after Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. Because Krishna would send messages back to Vrindavan with different personalities. So Radharani sings aloud every word of the messages you send, and she plays them on her flute and on her veena. There's a small flute, it's called, it begins with a P, you know that? There's a small flute that women play, it begins with a P. Pachati or Pavati? Pavati Vamsi. I read it somewhere. Anyway, she plays every word of Krishna's messages on her veena. And she teaches them to her pet minor birds in the cage, so they will recite them again and again. Now, the Sakir Manjari describes Krishna's love to Radharani. In Braj, O Radharani, in Braj, there are many beautiful lotus-eyed girls, all of whom are easy for this expert charmer to seduce. Krishna is very naughty. Radharani, you must have performed some great austerities in a previous life, because Damodar is attached to you and no one else. O Sundari, Nanda Nandan is sighing in deep separation from you. He's sitting in a lonely forest. Kunj, with his head, holding his head in his hands. He takes no pleasure in wandering on the banks of the Yamuna in the cool breeze. He's given up herding cows and he even stopped playing the flute. O most desired Gopi of Braj, Murari is the most wonderful male in existence. He's expert in all aspects of romantic dealings. He's affectionate and most handsome. But now it seems to me that if Krishna himself comes to you seeking your grace, you should be cooperative. Could there be any greater gain in the universe than this, O Sundari? So the Sakhi is trying to convince that Krishna is going to come and meet her, and she should be cooperative, should agree to meet him and give up her mind. Because he's handsome, he's affectionate, he's an expert lover. He's not going to give in. So this is another say of arranging meetings for the divine couple. Alrighty, O Krishna, when the two of you are searching for each other in Vrindavan forest and unable to find each other, when will I arrange your meeting and bring you together? Then you will be so happy in it, you will show so much affection to me, you will give me a gift of a necklace. It sounds like the Madhuri is conniving to get some free jewelry. Hey, Krishna, what will you give me if I bring you to Radharani? I'll give you my pearl necklace. Hey, Radharani, what will you give me if I bring you to Krishna? I'll give you a sapphire necklace. Okay, good deal. Sounds a little funny. Now this is Manjari is giving good instructions. Oh, lotus-eyed Radharani, you're blinded with love. You have already offered your entire body to Govinda. So why don't you now look at him a little bit with affection? After selling and out the elephant, why would the seller argue over the price of the Ankush? Ankush is a stick to control the elephant. The elephant costs 1 lakh, 1.5 lakhs. Ankush costs 10 rupees. So Radharani has already sold her body to Krishna, but now she won't even look at him. So they're giving him good instruction. You already gave your body to Krishna, but why don't you look at him now? That's a really nice comparison. The elephant seller sells his elephant for 1 lakh, but he argues with the, oh, don't, I'll give you 5 rupees for the Ankush. No, you have to give me 10. You already got 1 lakh from the guy, now you're arguing over 5 rupees. So Radharani, you already gave your entire existence, now won't you give a Kriva Kataksha? Sidelong glance. Now this is a Seva the Mantris, taking them to the Sankhet Kunj, the appointed meeting place. Oh, Kunj. This is translation. English is so funny. Oh hummingbird eyed Radharani. Yeah, you just say, oh, Kanchanakshi. Yeah. In some words you just can't translate. Kanchan Pakki is a hummingbird. Kanchanakshi means girl, restless eyes. Krishna is playing in Vrindavan, decorating his ears with flowers in the most attractive way. Radharani, you are well versed in amorous dealings. So how is it that your hands have not yet given up your meaningless household duties? So Radharani, Krishna is playing the flute, calling Radharani into the forest. Radharani is pretending not to hear the flute and busy with household duties. What shall we say to you? This is not the time to procrastinate. So the Manjari is trying to take Radharani to the Sankhet Kunj. Radharani is playing hard to get. Radharani is waiting in the forest. He's all decorating himself, looking really attractive. She's busy washing dishes or whatever. There is a saying that anyone sees a hummingbird inside a lotus flower, that person will become a king. So why are the Sakis are describing Radha Krishna like hummingbirds and lotus flowers? What is the intention? The intention is that if the two of them meet one another, they will not only be highly fortunate, but the Sakis who unite them will also get the highest pleasure of seeing them come together, just as though they have become kings. Therefore, the implication is, for our benefit, Radharani, go meet Krishna. So this is Sahitya literature, and it's all inconceivable poetic metaphors and stuff like that. I'll continue next week more about Manjaris, glorifying the service of Manjaris, and it gets into a lot of Manjari stuff, which is nice. And eventually it gets back to Anubhava attribution. That's how the book is set up. It's always fun to read the book. You start out, but now we're going to talk about Anubhava. One paragraph, and then 10 pages of something else. I love this place.